There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll
tell
you
what. We disagree.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
Shut them down. Yeah, that's how we get started here on a Friday. Can you believe it? Well, as it's the, I can tell you, looks like most people have abandoned their place of work and gone out to their place of shopping, except for the people that are working in the places of shopping, and I get that. But not in Washington, nah. Maybe we're getting some work out of them right now. And watching what's going on, waiting comment from President Trump as the Senate begins a procedural vote on bills to avoid shutdown. So just like Washington is, you got to vote so you can vote. Got to vote to see about voting, right? So you have a pre-vote before the real vote. So that's happening. Of course, that clip from, what now, 10 days ago or more, as the president then was saying, hey, if I don't get the funding for the border wall, we'll shut this thing down. And now that is tonight at midnight. Now, remember, this week started off with it being $5 billion or shut down. Then it went to Wednesday, Thursday, to $1.6 billion. Maybe they would play ball to President Trump. Then turn it around and say, back to $5 billion on this. And there's where it sits right now. President's going to make some comments here in just a little bit, we're told, watching the White House feed here. And as soon as that happens, we'll go to that. Chuck Schumer, of course, the opposition here, and Pelosi to this, is saying doubling down, tripling down again. You're not getting a wall.
President Trump, you will not get your wall. Abandon your shutdown strategy. You're not getting the wall today, next week, or on January 3rd when Democrats take control of the House.
Well, that's one thing. I got to agree with Schumer with the last thing he said there. If there is ever why would you, if you're in the Trump administration or Republican in the House or Senate, why would you move anything to January? Why? I mean, there's it does nothing but get worse and harder going forward when they return to session in January, when the Democrats are the majority in the House. A story from Yahoo News says President Donald Trump today threatened a very long government shutdown if opposition Democrats refuse to approve funds for more border security and a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Shutdown today if Democrats do not vote for border security, the president fumed over one of the string of tweets on the subject. The Democrats, whose votes we need in the Senate, will probably vote against border security and the wall, even though they know it is desperately needed. As the president went on tweeting, he said, if Dems vote no, there will be a shutdown that will last for a very long time. People don't want open borders and crime. President Trump and congressional Democrats remain far apart as of right now for the deadline tonight at midnight. Hey, but Yahoo News, pretty good story here at this point, but do you think that's an understatement? President Trump and House Democrats are far apart on this? I mean, the Grand Canyon could seem like a small crack in a piece of China compared to how far apart they are. This is without an agreement. What happens? Key agencies Well, they say key agencies close, according to Yahoo News. Key agencies close, and many workers will be furloughed right before Christmas without a paycheck. All right, so I want to do some math on that. Okay, can we do this? So, listen, I'd rather not have a shutdown either, because a couple of reasons. Number one, doesn't look good for our republic. It's bad for people that may have a need of some portion of government that gets shut down. Also, if you look at it, I'm a one-trick pony on the fiscal conservatism. It ends up costing us more. You shut down, and when the workers come back to work after the furlough, they're paid their back pay, which they, I can't argue too much, since they didn't do anything to get themselves in the position not to get a paycheck. And then administrative costs actually make it cost more than it would have if the government stayed open the whole time. And that's just some truth on this. So that's the tough part. But let me point out that, number one, it is a time of year that I guess there's probably a lot of vacation taken by federal workers, right? A lot of vacation taken. So they'll be off. And then, and somebody help me here. You can hit me up on the text line. I don't know. I have not ever worked for federal government, so I don't know how the checks come. But it says right here, Trump and congressional Democrats remain far apart. Without an agreement, key agencies will close and many workers will be furloughed right before Christmas without a paycheck. Well, wouldn't people, if you get paid twice a month with the federal government, and y'all, please, seriously, this is not rhetorical. I would like to learn. Don't you get paid on like the 16th and the 31st or 15th and the 31st? If you did on today, the 20th, will have no effect on a paycheck before Christmas. So Yahoo News, when you write that, let's get there's actual truth in here. I'm not somebody that blasts everything and says everything that's written in these stories, if it's uncomfortable for President Trump, isn't true, because that would itself be untrue. But for them to say this shutdown is going to be bad because right before Christmas, workers are going to be furloughed without a paycheck. Y'all help me here. Educate me. Do you get paid on the 20th or 21st or 22nd? Do you get paid on the 23rd? The federal government, you get paid on the 24th? Is that when's a paycheck come through for federal employees? I mean, anybody can give me, is it 16th? Is it the middle of the month and the end of the month? Or is it, as is intimated here in the story from Yahoo News, that with this shutdown happens, it'll have people not getting a paycheck right before Christmas. Am I missing something? All right, coming back, we will talk a little more about this, and also we will go to the White House as we are awaiting remarks from the president as the Senate is working on their procedural votes, if they are going to vote at all, on some bill to avoid the shutdown. You know, they did that the other night, Wednesday night. The Senate stayed up till late in the evening, remember, passing that through on a voice vote. Of course, that goes to the House. But in the meantime, the president then changed back from that $1.6 billion, said he won't sign that deal. It's got to be $5 billion for the wall. They're not even, the votes aren't even close at this point. You won't hear anybody in the House call that vote. I don't think you'll hear, even though they will have a vote procedural-wise, once they have the votes, Mitch McConnell's not going to have the senators voting on this. So we're looking at a shutdown at midnight tonight. I would say if you were going to bet on something like that, I would say probably pretty good. We're looking at shutting it down. But back to, Yahoo News. Who gets paid on the 22nd? I'm just a simple guy. I know y'all are fancy people in Washington.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, let's get right to it as the president is now speaking about the possibility of a shutdown. Go to that feed.
And it was a tremendous evening for the Republicans, to be honest with you, because the level of spirit, the level of happiness, a lot of people came out. They said they have never seen, one man in particular, he's been there for over 20 years, he said, I've never seen spirit or enthusiasm like this. They came from all parts of the country. A couple of them came from other parts outside. So I say all parts of the world. in order to vote. And they voted, and it was an incredible vote. And we were told that you would never get the House to vote. Well, we were able to get the House to vote. And it wasn't that we did it, they did it. They were incredible. So I want to thank, in this case, House Republicans, because what they did was rather incredible. And now the Senate is looking at it. We just had a meeting with some of our great senator Republicans, and lasted for a long time. Tremendous enthusiasm for border security. And I think I can speak for them very strongly when I say they want to see something happen on border security. They want the security of safety. They want safety for our country. Drugs are pouring in, and we've done an incredible job considering we have no barrier. But drugs are pouring into our country. Human trafficking is at the all-time worst in history because of the internet. And the human trafficking problem is a problem that has gone on through the ages, but it's never been worse because of the internet all over the world. This isn't the United States. This is all over the world. So we need border security. And the Republicans in the Senate, as you know, are taking it up today. And it's really up to the Democrats, totally up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown. It's possible that we'll have a shutdown. I would say the chances are probably very good because I don't think Democrats care so much about maybe this issue, but this is a very big issue. It's an issue of crime. It's an issue of safety. It's an issue of least importantly, dollars. Spend $285 billion a year on illegal immigration. We have to finally do it. The wall will pay for itself on a monthly basis. I mean, literally every month it pays for itself. So we're talking about small amounts of money. Think of it. We approved, and we got good Democrat support. Military last year, $700 billion. Recently, $716 billion for the military. And here we're talking about $5 billion. So it's a tiny fraction, but unfortunately, they've devoted their lives to making sure it doesn't happen. And that wasn't for what should happen. That was for political reasons. So we are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats. So it's really the Democrat shutdown, because we've done our thing. When Nancy Pelosi said, you'll never get the votes in the House, we got them, and we got them by a big margin, 217 to 185. So now it's up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown tonight. I hope we don't, but we're totally prepared for a very long shutdown. And this is our only chance that we'll ever have, in our opinion, because of the world and the way it breaks out, to get great border security. Ronald Reagan tried many years ago, got a note from a member of his family, many years ago tried to get a wall. And he fought for a long time during his entire term, and he was never able to get a wall. And I consider him to be a great president. He knew what he was doing. We are going to, one way or the other, we're going to get a wall. We're going to get a barrier. We're going to get anything you want to name it. You can name it anything you want. But we cannot let what's been going on in this country over the last 10 years, we just can't let it happen. Now to a very positive note. Criminal justice reform. Everybody said it couldn't be done. They said the conservatives won't approve it. They said the liberals won't approve it. They said nobody's going to approve it. Everybody's going to be against it. It's been many, many years, numerous decades, and nobody came close. And I just want to thank all of the people standing behind me. I want to thank my daughter Ivanka, my son-in-law Jared Kushner. I want to thank I want to thank Paul and Kevin. I want to thank Mitch. I want to thank Nancy and Chuck, as I say, affectionately, actually. But I do. I want to thank everybody. This was incredible bipartisan support. Mike, you were great. Mike Pence, everybody.
Everybody worked so hard on this. And I look at, you know, behind me, I said, this is a cross-section of everybody in our country. We have everybody here. I won't go into details because I'll get myself into trouble if I go into too many of those details. We have everybody wanting this. We had a few people that didn't, and that's okay. It's impossible to get 100%, but we passed this in the Senate 87 to 12. That's unheard of. And the one person that missed the vote was actually in Afghanistan doing a very good
okay,
job.
Okay, so their president there is.
All right, so there it is. That's all we're going to get from that. And well, I'll tell you what, if something else changes, we'll go back to that. So President Trump, I got to say this, and love to hear from you at 343-0106. He did say, what, 10 days ago that he would take the blame for the shutdown, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? He's going to take the blame for the shutdown. He needs to stick with that and not go back to the now it's the Democrats' fault. It would have been the Democrats' fault back then too. He either shouldn't have said that 10 days ago, you know, kind of boxed himself in now. But now saying it's the fault of the Democrats, yeah, and it would have been the fault of the Democrats 10 days ago when he said shut it down. So there you go, president saying looks like the shutdown is coming. I think the Democrats, in so many words, have said, looks like the shutdown is coming, even though the Senate going through, I guess right now, a procedural vote to decide whether they're going to vote on a bill that is not even a bill that the president will sign. Chuck Schumer had more on that to say earlier today.
This may have been the most chaotic week of what's undoubtedly the most chaotic presidency ever in the history of the United States. The stock market is in a tumult and in decline. The Secretary of Defense, one of the only pairs of steady hands in our government, is resigning from the administration in protest. And the United States is pulling out of Syria and likely Afghanistan, abandoning our coalition's allies and the Kurds, and surrendering the field to Putin, Iran, Hezbollah, ISIS, the Taliban, and Bashar al-Assad.
You got everybody named there. All right, so that's Chuck Schumer, his compatriot across the aisle. Mitch McConnell had this to say.
Now, Mr. President, it's not a radical concept that the American people's government should be able to control the people and the goods that flow into our country. It's not a radical concept that physical barriers play an important role in achieving security.
So what do you think? Sounds like, once again, to go back to that story that set me off, and I want to go back to the paycheck thing in a second, but when they said it seems like there's a little bit of difference between the president and House Democrats on the vote, it's an understatement. There, I don't see right now somebody's going to have to capitulate in a big way for some deal to be struck. And yeah, thank you to those of you that sent me a heads up on the text line. Although I got this from Department of Defense, payday was yesterday and every other Thursday, but Department of Defense not affected by the shutdown. If you're just joining us late and before we went to the president speaking in Washington, I was reading a story from Yahoo News that was kind of going along through the facts of this story, but it said here, and I'm looking for help. This is not rhetorical. Looking for help. I have never worked for the federal government before, so I don't have an answer for this. It says, in this story, it says, Trump and congressional Democrats remain far apart as midnight Friday deadline looms to approve funds to keep the U.S. government up and running. Okay, so that's the deadline tonight. Next paragraph. Without an agreement, key agencies will close and many workers will be furloughed right before Christmas without a paycheck. Now, the key agency question, I mean, it's, you know, what closes, what doesn't close during the shutdown? There are some key agencies that would be closed, or, you know, a portion of those key agencies would be closed during the shutdown. I think there's some validity, some fact to that statement. But the next part gets me. I mean, I'm looking for your help. It says that many workers will be furloughed right before Christmas. Okay, that part's true, right? You would be working right before Christmas. If the shutdown happens tonight and carries on into Monday, you're furloughed, or whenever you have to be at work, you're furloughed, you're out of work right before Christmas. Even though we know you get the money on the backside, but let's just talk facts. That is true. It says, but furloughed before Christmas without a paycheck. Those three words, without a paycheck, obviously number one. Two, I don't know why that has to be added to the news story. I mean, I do. That is rhetorical why they do that. But number two, is that accurate? Is that accurate? Because it says you're getting furloughed right before Christmas without a paycheck. Do you not get paid on the... Is there no one in this audience that knows what schedule you get paid on for the federal government? I guess not. I guess in the FM Talk 106.5 audience, the private sector kind of rolls all here. We'll go to John Fast in Spanish Fork, but can somebody help me with this? John, can you help me?
No, I can't help you with that.
Does John, no one know I'm, when I'm, the feds...
Let me ask you a question real quick. Even
yeah.
As a lone progressive in Spanish Fork, I'm not happy at all with the way things are going, but I have a question. Had both sides agreed on a $1.8 billion, is that the one that the Senate passed that said they had $1.8 billion for a wall, or they said they would agree to it?
Right.
How long does it take to start or even build a wall where you would see the results of it?
I'm not your guy on that. I don't know the wall. I mean, I'm not a wall build guy. I don't know how to, I don't know how to do that.
I just don't understand why to get a temporary win, he doesn't say, okay, I'll take 1.8, I'll identify five spots where...
Well, that's what was happening Wednesday until, you know, the word is he gets pressure from members of the House and Senate, and also, like we talked about, I mean, that he gets pressure from commentators out there that he is, you know, he was being weak-willed on this and should have stuck to his guns. And I appreciate the call. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I got to run to the break and we'll come back. And John, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas early. But can somebody help me with this interest? We can go on to, as soon as you get me over this hump here, we can go on to other subjects. Just studying this line here. The key agencies will close and many workers will be furloughed right before Christmas without a paycheck. Do y'all get paid on the 24th? How does that, I mean, seriously, how does it work?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:36, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Counting down the days till Christmas. By the way, I think I got some answers to my questions here, but also we'll grab some phone calls at 343-0106. I want y'all to say hello to my buddy Angelo over at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry as we find out what's going on today and through the holiday and kind of hours as well, Angelo. Hey.
Yeah, hey, how's it going today, Sean?
Good, man. So, yeah, hours today probably normal, and what about going forward?
Exactly. So today, 9 to 5. Saturday is going to be 9 to 2, Monday, 9 to 2. That being said, if it's busy and people are coming in and they're sort of last-minute it, Sean, not that I need to mention any names, Sean, we will be staying open as late as we need to. At least Ron and I will be here. The employees may have bailed long before that. But, man, if you need a gift and you've been looking for something, you can't find it, you got to stop by the shop. Come by, talk to us, ask questions. I mean, everything from the Opinel knives, which we just restocked, all sorts of cool pieces of gold and silver. And then you look at all the different pieces of jewelry from the diamond earrings, the tennis bracelets, the beautiful engagement rings, you name it, we've got you covered. But I can't help you if you don't come by the shop.
All right. So we will be there, and we will try not to, you know, make you stay extra hours. How about that?
That's all right. Whatever we can do to help our customers. I love it when people come in and they do their shopping. And then a month or so from now, we're going to hear from them and go, you know, she absolutely loved the ring, or he absolutely loved the pocket knife, or sometimes she loved the pocket knife. You never know what people are getting gifts for.
Yeah, and I tell you right now, I've had a home run with every gift that I have gotten from there and I've given. Absolutely. I can second that. I can tell you ahead of time you're going to have that reaction. Angelo said, you know, a month later or a couple weeks later, you will be happy. All right, give people directions to come see you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. You can always call us at 725-1590 to make sure we're still here and still rocking and rolling. Or go on to Facebook and like and follow Mobile Bay Coins there.
All right, Angelo, we'll talk soon, and Merry Christmas a few days early.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, Sean.
All right, Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. Yeah, and I want to go to the phones. I think let's go to Chris first because I saw this, and then maybe Chris can explain it to me because it says federal employees receive 24 paychecks a year, two per month. But it's something to do with the last Saturday of the month or something like that. Chris, can you help me with this?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess I didn't really want to get into the inaccuracies of a Yahoo article are misleading. But
well, I'm trying to learn it. I am trying to learn what is true here.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I understand. Well, I do have some insight maybe on what the real issue is. And, I mean, I think probably you and me, if we miss a month or 2 weeks of paychecks, it's not going to be a devastating impact. But, you know, people have their mortgages are coming out of their bank accounts automatically, and there's people that can't handle, you know, federal employees included, you know, missing a check. You know, they may, you know, so having it at Christmas time, even though, yes, they technically didn't get a check or they're not going to have miss a check this right before Christmas, they have no idea how long the shutdown
is going to
last.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I was kind of on the semantic of it because I was trying to understand the article, you know, because for added effect.
I understand, and I mean, we both can agree that, you know, print media is riddled with inaccuracies and misrepresentations and, you know, cut and paste. So I guess I just didn't want to lose track of the big picture and the real impact of some people that are on the lower end of the federal employee payroll.
Yeah, okay, and that's one of the issues here is, and I've said this every time we've talked about it, while I might pick fun at the idea of federal shutdowns and what's happening in Washington with the people in the House and Senate, at the same time, I also point out that the, at least in my recent memory, and a couple decades worth, federal shutdown, the employees have gotten their back pay once they return to work and the furlough is over. But I also have pointed out that those people that are furloughed didn't do anything. Like, if somebody does something to get themselves furloughed or fired or laid off, then I don't have a lot of sympathy. But in this case, they didn't do anything. They didn't do a bad job and got themselves laid off. So I have sympathy, and I think I've pointed that out over time.
Right, no, I agree. I just want to kind of make that point because I think sometimes it gets lost in the, you know, in the kind of the immediate impacts on people. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it is bad for some people. And finding that out, you know, 3 days before Christmas after you bought all your gifts for your kids that you're not going to have enough money in your bank account possibly to cover your mortgage or your insurance and all those things, I think is pretty devastating to some folks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate, Chris, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I'm looking. So here's a couple things and one of the texters probably in saying that it's confusing is helping me understand that I wasn't just reading the wrong thing because I had read to some. There's a lot of different ways federal employees get paid, but it said one, it would be 2 week periods, but those 2 week periods ended on a Saturday. So I guess it would be dependent on the Saturday versus the numerical day of the month. You see what I'm saying? Versus saying it's the 15th, 16th, or the last day of the month. It was based on whenever the second, I guess it would be the second Saturday of the month or the fourth Saturday of the month, something to that effect is what I was reading. This texter says, there's no easy answer, Sean, like all things gov. Payday depends on which agency you work for, but roughly most get paid Thursday or Friday every other week. Okay, so that may jive with that Saturday thing. So even if they, okay, so I call baloney squirrel BS on that claim. Right, so if that was true and Saturday closed out, in other words, Friday at midnight, right, would close out the pay, then wouldn't they be, but this person says they get paid on Thursday or Friday every other week, then it would be fine. I'm just, once again, at this point, it's not even really any kind of punditry or politics. It's, I'm just trying to learn something here. The constant threat of government shutdowns is getting ridiculous. This is what Texter says. They're not painful enough. If you want to get rid of this ridiculous political ploy, make them painful, like cut off paychecks for the entire military during the shutdown. Let's see how far Congress would allow a shutdown if that were the case. To respond to you, Texter, I think it would never happen. I see what you're saying. So I'm just trying to figure out, but I guess in more that I dig into this and I'm trying to read things while we're talking and research things at the break, there's not a real one way for federal employees. It just depends, like the Texter said earlier, what part of the federal government you work in, and that's how the paychecks are paid out. Maybe James knows. James in Mobile up next. Hey, James.
Hey, Sean, how y'all doing? Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, man.
Head row tie, too. Here we go. You know, you know, I'm 63 years old.
Okay.
Been in Mobile all my life, except for working away in my military time and everything. And I have seen it. They make amends for a lot of these people when it looks like it's going to go longer than expected. That includes loans, mortgages, so on and so forth. I think it's overrated and blown up a little bit, if you ask me personally, because higher ups even get special, you know, they tend to make sure they get theirs. It's a little bit further down the totem pole, including the post office. We'll hear about something where they might have to hike the rate up for stamps or something later on.
Well,
after
the post office won't shut down,
though. Time.
Yeah, post office won't. I mean, post office is a quasi-government agency. They're not truly a federal, you know, they're quasi.
Right,
so
right.
They don't.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah, but they will add this into, when they're talking about it, the media, they'll add this into, the, you know, the quota there of the people suffering from the shutdown. But it's not like, and I don't know, most military people get paid every 2 weeks anyway. It's like the 21st or the 15th, around that time, roughly around that time, you know, they get paid. And as far as, I've never seen it affect veterans as far as their checks monthly, too. So I'm trying to figure out where all this real hard problem for people and individuals working for the government, other than the fact that they will have their checks put off for a period of time, but they have programs and things. They've had this too many times that they don't offset the problem if it does happen again.
Yep, and I appreciate your call, and Merry Christmas to you. That gives me a chance for a quick segue, too, because coming up on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day, we're doing what we do on those days, is we play the story of Fisher House, a charity, I would say, for national charities. We have a lot of local charities we work with and we're all on board with here locally. But I would say the one national charity that's been part of what we do here at FM Talk 106.5 and Bigler Broadcasting since the get-go around here has been Fisher House, which my easy, quick way I've told y'all forever to describe Fisher House to new people, what Ronald McDonald House is for families that have children at facilities like USA Children's and Women's, or facilities like that hospital all over the country, the way Ronald McDonald Houses are close by, so the parents have a home, a real place to stay in while they're dealing with all that. Fisher House does the same thing for the families of our veterans that are getting treatment at VA facilities. It really, and not only doing the right thing, they're such an efficient charity and put the money right back into what they're supposed to. We're big believers, and we tell their story on holidays around here, so that'll happen on Christmas as well. But they stepped up. What James said got me to remind me, back during one of the sequester shutdowns during the Obama administration, they were not paying death benefits, and I may not be using the right term, and excuse me if I'm not, but to the families of those who had lost somebody in combat. Because the government was shut down, they were not paying that. You know, you could put the pox on whomever you wanted, Democrats, Republican, whomever there. Our federal government, we the people, were not paying those families what they would have been paid had the government not been shut down. So Fisher House stood in and took money out of their coffers to make sure those families had the money. Now, that's a charity that's doing what it's doing for veterans families 365, stepped in like that during a shutdown. I think that would have been 5-6 years ago, maybe, just off the top of my head. Maybe 3-4 years ago, something to that effect. They stepped in and did that, and just further galvanized my opinion about Fisher House, which, while I can, let me plug them, fisherhouse.org. That's a website where you can donate. Think about it here in the season. This is what it's about. It's Christmas. Donate, help out Fisher House. And, you know, you can do it with cash. You can also do it with airline miles. If you're somebody who travels for work or whatever, you have a lot of airline miles, you can donate your airline miles. Then Fisher House will use those to fly families and loved ones of those men and women getting treated in VA facilities here and around the globe. They will use those airline miles to fly the families to be with their loved ones. It's really a special group, and I'd like you to do your part. Check it out, fisherhouse.org. We'll talk more about this on Monday, and of course you'll hear more about it on Tuesday during this show right here and the morning show. All right, 1248 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, also, I need to get to the warning from the city here that those are bike lanes, y'all. Not supposed to be doing anything else at them. You seen this? Yeah, Water Street's got these bike lanes in them. I see a lot of posts here on social media, people talking about, pay attention here. These aren't turning lanes. These are bike lanes that are on Water Street. Something that, when did they put those down? Do we know? It's not been too long since I've been down Water Street, but they've got those, like arrows in them. It's like a more narrow lane with arrows in them. That is for bicycles. So this is good. If you do more of that, and people will use those bicycle lanes, if everybody will learn what they mean, doesn't solve a lot of the... Now, of course, it's not on all the roads. It's there on Water Street. It's not, but it helps a little bit with what has been... Lord knows, if I wanted to fill up phone lines for 2 hours, I'd just talk about bicycles, right? No, stop. Y'all don't do that. We're not gonna take those calls right now. I'm just pointing out that note here from the city and other people. I saw a bunch of people posting this on Facebook last night. Those are bicycle lanes on Water Street. So those new lanes with the arrows painted in them, that's what they are. So respect them that way. And if you have room to do this, Water Street's one of those wide places you can do it. So more of those places you can do that, the better, right? Have those, and then you don't have the issues of where the bicycles are, in conflict with the vehicles. It says, but the problem is, I guess people were posting up on Facebook that people aren't respecting them. They say they are brand new, according to the city of Mobile. They are brand new, and people need to learn. I guess I'm using my part here. Just you need to learn what they are, respect them, and be safe out there. So good thing. Listen, that solves. If we could put more of those in, that solves all the back and forth bickering. You can keep people safe and let the bicycles travel in a safe manner. You just got to keep your car out of their lane. All right, cool. I want to give you a heads up too that coming up next hour, I'm going to go back to an interview we did earlier in the week. And because this is part of the change, and we've talked about it a few times already, that coming up on Monday, brand new show debuts here at FM Talk 106.5. But the host of that show joined me day before yesterday, Mike Gallagher. And I recorded that interview, so we'll play that back next hour. Plus, Dalton and I will have 6.5 stories, and I will enjoy it along with you. That's happening here in just about 15 minutes, less than that, about 10 minutes from right now. But the Mike Gallagher show that debuts 9 o'clock, 9 a.m., on Monday. It will run between Mobile Mornings and this show, Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher, the links to his information, you want to find out more on our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and those links will be up on the website, I guess, as of this afternoon to midnight tonight. We'll get all those schedules changed on the website. But Mike Gallagher debuts Monday, 9 a.m. on FM Talk 106.5. Mike Online, I think, is his website. You can go there. You may have heard his radio show in the past. He's also done a bunch of work over at Fox News Channel, where he's worked as a fill-in host. He's done a commentator. Been on quite a few of the shows. So probably when you go to the website, you'll say, oh, okay, that's who that is. Well, it's happening on Monday. So there you go. All the people are asking, what happens when Laura leaves? That's what happens when Laura leaves, Mike Gallagher. And you'll hear more from him. He'll kind of talk about what to expect out of his show. We'll probably run that, I would guess, probably around 1:30. So that'll happen around 1:30 here on Midday Mobile. All right, reminder two, over at the website, fmtalk1065.com. This is the last probably 6 hours here of voting in the third regional, the first round of our Alabamian of the Year. Remember, we had y'all nominate all those people, places, movements, things, critters, and we put them into the different brackets. This is the third of those votes going down this week. This one is the sports one, Bay Bears and Trash Panda controversy or question. That's in there. Bruce Pearl, Auburn's head coach, DeMarcus Cousins, Deontay Wilder, Jalen Hurts, Ladd People Stadium debate. So that one's kind of sports and political drama in one. Red Snapper Fishing and Tua Tagovailoa, they're all in there. The top four vote getters in today's category move on. Then next week we do this again, and over the weekend, actually, the fourth regional of the first round will happen. So by Monday we'll be dealing with half the number. So we'll go from 32 to 16. And remember, we'll do it all again next week. We winnow down that list. By the end of the month, beginning of next month, we award the Alabamian of the Year. And it's not just a popularity contest. It's that person, that movement, that group, that thing, that critter that most moved the needle, most changed the news cycle in Alabama in 2018. You vote on the right-hand column there of the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, coming back, 6.5 Stories with Dalton Orwig. And we'll check the news in just 1 minute.